The free market experiment is over. Time for a reset with Sunak as PM, says top Tory. By Kurt Zindulka on October 22, 2022. The free market experiment is over, according to a top Tory MP and Rishi Sunak backer Tobias Elwood, who hopes the establishment favorite will now usher in a reset. Senior Tory Tobias Elwood, chairman of the Defence Select Committee of the House of Commons, has thrown his weight behind the leadership campaign of the anti-tax cuts former Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, arguing that a return to centrist government is required and a reset necessary, drawing comparisons to the World Economic Forum's infamous Great Reset strategy. In a now-deleted post on Twitter, archived here, Elwood wrote on Friday, "The free market experiment is over. It's been a low point in our party's great history. The reset begins. Time for centrist, stable, fiscally responsible government offering credible domestic and international leadership." Honored to be the 100th Tory MP to support Rishi Sunak, the globalist politician added. The idea that the Conservative Party actually engaged in a free market experiment under Liz Truss is questionable, given her attempts to introduce small market reforms and tax cuts were abandoned before they were even able to be implemented. As a counter-revolution organized by the China-linked Jeremy Hunt reversed all of her key policies before she was forced a mere month and a half into what will be the shortest premiership in British history. Elwood, who was raised and educated in Germany and Austria, was a fervent Remainer in the 2016 Brexit referendum, and as recently as June argued that Britain should rejoin the EU single market, claiming that this would mitigate the cost of living crisis and issues with inflation, despite the EU actually having a higher inflation rate than Britain. The reset comments from Elwood piqued particular interest, given Sunak's connections to Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, WEF, with Sunak's father-in-law, N. Narayanamurthy, the billionaire founder of Indian tech giant Infosys, being a listed partner of the Davos-based group. The WEF has argued in favor of governments implementing socialist-style policies, such as wealth taxes and the green agenda. Following the outbreak of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, founder Klaus Schwab argued that governments around the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies and that there is a need for a great reset of capitalism. Sunak appeared at the World Economic Forum's Green Horizon Summit in 2020 to push the idea of a whole-of-economy transition to green energy sources. "The challenge of climate change is clear and it is urgent," Sunak said. "We need to ensure a positive and fair transition to net zero and protect our environment." The endorsement from Tobias Elwood put Mr. Sunak above the 100 MP threshold required for the Conservative leadership contest to replace Liz Truss. According to the headcount tabulated by Westminster gossip blog Guido Fox, Sunak has 107 MPs backing his candidacy, as of the time of publication, compared to 71 for former Premier Boris Johnson and 25 for Bill Gates-backed Penny Mordaunt. Should Sunak be the only candidate to reach the 100 MP mark, he would be immediately installed as Prime Minister. However, should another candidate reach the requirement, an online vote of all Tory party members would be held to select the next leader. It is likely that under any of the three top contenders the British public can expect some form of Johnson-era liberalism, under which Mr. Sunak oversaw as finance minister the increasing of taxes to the sum of the highest levels in modern British history in order to pay back his debt spending spree during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Sunak, a former Goldman Sachs banker, has also been at the forefront in advocating for a transition to a central bank digital currency, CBDC, which has already been implemented in communist China and has been supported by the WEF. Unlike Bitcoin, which operates on a decentralized basis with no one person, entity, or government having control over its value, CBDCs are essentially a digital form of traditional fiat currencies, as they are produced and issued by central banks and are therefore ultimately a continuation of the current monetary system, except in that they allow the government to track all expenditures made by citizens, leading to concerns over the imposition of a Chinese-style social credit system being imposed through CBDCs in the West. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.